Well, good evening and welcome to our service of choral evensong from St Mary's Church, Saffron Walden. Our church here has a long tradition of musically splendid choral evensong services. And after a pause for a few months, we are pleased to be able to continue this tradition in the form of an online service. Our service will follow the usual traditional order taken from the Book of Common Prayer. The canticles are the Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis in G by Stanford. Our psalm is Psalm 65, sung in plain song. And the anthem this evening will be Beati Quorum Via by Stanford. And the final hymn will be Angel Voices Ever Singing. Our service begins with a general confession, which you can say along with me on page 18 of the Book of Common Prayer. So we say together, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O Lord, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises, declared unto mankind, in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of thy name. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, merciful Lord, to thy faithful people pardon and peace, that they may be cleansed from all their sins, and serve thee with a quiet mind, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.
Thou, O God, art praised in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed in Jerusalem. Thou that hearest the prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come.
My misdeeds prevail against me. O be thou merciful unto our sins. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and receivest unto thee. He shall dwell in thy court, and shall be satisfied with the pleasures of thy house, even of thy holy temple.
Thou shalt shew us wonderful things in thy righteousness, O God of our salvation. Thou art the hope of all the ends of the earth, and of them that remain in the broad sea, who in his strength setteth fast the mountains, and is girded about with power.
Of the sea and the noise of his
uttermost parts of the earth shall be afraid at thy tokens. Thou that makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to praise thee.
Thou visitest the earth and blessest it. Thou makest it very plenteous. The river of God is full of water. Thou preparest their corn, for so thou providest for the earth.
Thou waterest her furrows. Thou sendest rain into the little valleys thereof. Thou makest it soft with the drops of rain, and blessest the increase of it. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy clouds drop fatness.
They shall drop upon the dwellings of the wilderness, and the little hill shall rejoice on every side. The fold shall be full of sheep. The valleys also shall stand so thick with corn that they shall laugh and sing.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first lesson is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. My child, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments, for length of days and years of life and abundant welfare they will give you. Do not let loyalty and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them round your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favour and good repute in the sight of God and of people. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be a healing for your flesh and a refreshment for your body. Honour the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. My child, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof. For the Lord reproves the one he loves, as a father the son in whom he delights. Here endeth the first lesson.
Thank you.
Our second lesson is taken from the first epistle of John, chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. For this is the message you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We must not be like Cain, who was from the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not be astonished, brothers and sisters, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love one another. Whoever does not love abides in death. All who hate a brother or sister are murderers. And you know that murderers do not have eternal life abiding in them. Here endeth the second lesson.
Dear heart, dear me,
to say with me the Apostles' Creed, which you can find beginning on page 22 of the Book of Common Prayer.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us, and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, save the Queen, and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee. Endue thy ministers with righteousness, and make thy chosen people joyful. O Lord, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord, because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O God. O God, make clean our hearts within us, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us.
Our first collect is the collect for the 18th Sunday after Trinity. Lord, we beseech thee, grant thy people grace to withstand the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and with pure hearts and minds to follow thee, the only God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The second collect is the second collect at evening prayer. O God, from whom all desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee, we being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ our Saviour. Amen. And we can say together the third collect, which can be found on page 24 of the Book of Common Prayer. Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of thy only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Come now to our time of intercessions. If you wish, you may kneel or sit. Pray with me. God, we give thanks with grateful hearts, Lord, for the gifts you generously pour out on us, the gift of love from you and from those around us, the gift of home, a place of safety and comfort, the gift of faith, which inexplicably gives us the reassurance of your unconditional love for us. Our cups run over with your blessings. As they run over, may they bless those around us, especially those who feel unloved, those who know no home or no place of safety or comfort, those whose circumstances lead them to doubt your never-ending goodness and love for them. We give thanks for your church, for our local community of faith in you, and for our brothers and sisters united all over the world by your loving fatherhood. We give thanks that, although we cannot worship together in one building this evening, we are blessed to be able to worship you at all, free from fear or persecution. And we recall those who do not have that freedom. For example, those in North Korea where Christianity is banned, those in Iraq who are tortured for refusing to renounce their faith, and Christian sisters and brothers in many other parts of the world where people suffer for being your family. Sustain them in your love, Father. Comfort them in their fear, Christ Jesus. Support them in their faith, Holy Ghost. God of justice, we thank you for all who work for justice in our land. May they always act with fairness, with honesty, with good judgment, and with mercy. And may we too work for justice wherever we can. The justice you long for all to know, where the poor are fed, the homeless homed, the ill cared for, and the mournful comforted. Lord God, in your mercy, hear these our prayers. From page 26 of the Book of Common Prayer, a prayer of St. Chrysostom. Almighty God, who has given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications unto thee, and dost promise that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests. Fulfill now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants, as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Amen. I now offer you a very short reflection on this evening's scripture readings. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord. Amen. Well, from pretty much the beginning of the church, assertions have been made. In fact, vast works have been written about what heaven looks like, as well as how to get there and who else you're sure to meet there. So it's striking that our epistle writer, John, who himself had encounters with God's kingdom through many visions, is honest and reticent when he says, what will be has not yet been revealed. What John is sure about, and we know he wouldn't say it if he wasn't sure, is the magnitude of the love that the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. How does this impact our lives at the moment? Well, we don't know what God will give us at the end of our earthly lives, but we do know what God has given us now. Astonishing love, love that makes us a family as his children. And we can believe that God will continue to love us beyond this present stage. We sometimes confuse what our Christian hope is when we think it's based on how nice we are or how well we behaved, or maybe on some hidden mysterious piece of us called the soul that's going to survive death. I think our readings show us that we come closer to Christian hope when we contemplate the love of God that has made us and those we love, and which is strong enough to sustain us even in the face of death. This is the glue that holds our church together. Even when we're not together physically, we learn that our faith is more than activities, more than a cognitive assertion. It's rather a real life experience, which is gifted to us by God and which binds us together as family.
Thank you.
And so a final blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. And we can say together the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you.